providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, I'm back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting an update from Cartier Resources and the president and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Cartier is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR and down in the U.S. under the symbol ECRFF. Now, Philippe, first and foremost, with follow-up on some news that was published just this week, December 17th, talking about Cartier publishing the maiden resource on the Benoit property. Now, this resource came in at right around 240,000 ounces of gold. That was about 134 ounces in the indicated category, 107,000 ounces in the inferred category, grading between 2.87 grams per ton gold in the indicated and 2.3 grams per ton gold equivalent in the inferred resource. Philippe, first, give us a little overview on this resource. It's coming out right before a big drill program is starting. So what is the strategy of issuing this resource ahead of the drilling?
Well, this resource or historical estimate has been known since the early 90s, but in the early 90s, when they came out with this estimate, it like the 43-101 national instrument wasn't even around yet. And then, and at that time, it was about 500,000 tons of 5 or 6 grams of gold with some silver and copper. And then subsequently, there was some drilling by other juniors and then by ourselves. So we couldn't really refer to that number. It was like about 80,000 ounces of gold as a resource. And so we felt that with the entire data set and just on the verge of launching a major diamond drill program, that it would be good, you know, to set in stone what this deposit is all about. And so we decided to publish a maiden resource estimate that would include the new drilling, well, all the drilling on the deposit. And so, yeah, it clocks in at just north of 220,000 ounces of gold combined, all categories, if you can do that, over 7.7 million pounds of copper and 500,000 ounces of silver. So it's not a bad start. And what it enables us to do is to engineer and dimensionalize the drilling that we'll be conducting at depth along the extension of this deposit and laterally on the other ore vision anomalies. And you'll note that in the this resource estimate we put out today, we voluntarily took out the top 100 meters of the deposit because the top of the deposit sits under a lake. And so part of our program this year is going to be to do a geotechnical, metallurgical drill program in that crown pillar. And we may be able to add an additional 100,000 ounces of gold if we're met with success. And so publishing this resource, this maiden resource, was simply to bring up to speed and into modern parlance the resource or the endowment that's present at Benoit.
So when it comes to drilling for next year, I know that's going to be a lot of the news events that comes out of the company. We will talk about what's going on at the Chimo Mine Complex, but in terms of the drill plans and overall drill goals, give us an update on what's expected for next year here at Benoit.
Yeah, well, obviously the overall goal is to grow this resource at Benoit, unlike Chimo, where, you know, we're in an emerging mining district, but yet much farther from infrastructure than we are at Chimo. So we're gunning for things like, or, you know, that are north of 2 million ounces. And so we've designed a program that's going to address the depth extension of the known deposit, the lateral extensions, the ore vision anomalies that surround this deposit. And by the way, this deposit does have a very distinct ore vision IP geophysical signature. And those are the ore vision anomalies that we're going to be drilling within that 2 kilometer strike length. And then we're also going to be drilling the deposit itself and the upper portion to establish some geotechnical parameters as well as some metallurgy. So it's a very robust program. It starts on January 4th with 2 drill rigs, and it drills right up to and you know, mid-October to late October, almost November of 2021, nonstop, 24/7. So it's a hefty program, comprehensive. Basically, you know, tell us if this thing has you know, legs to it. Since there's going to be about 30,000 meters, you could bet there's going to be quite a few drill hole results throughout the year.
So, Philippe, I want you to give us a little bit more insight into not just the potential extension here. We've talked about drilling at depth, drilling in this crown pillar area. But one thing I'm seeing from at least some of the historic results here are generally higher grades. Almost everything that's outlined here is higher grade than what we're seeing in the actual resource estimate. Some grades going up into the double digits, into the mid-teens in terms of grams per ton gold equivalent. Where's the balance here of also finding some more high grade and potentially bumping up the overall grade of this resource?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, yeah, Benoit is one of those projects where you could easily you know, cherry pick and have really nice headliner for press releasing. And the fact of the matter is, Benoit is a sulfide stringer system encased in a very wide, like you know, 50 to 70 meter wide true width alteration zone, heavy sulfide stringers, and you know, chalcopyrite pyrite. So this is polymetallic, and within that you're getting some really rich intervals, you know, 10 gram gold over 10 meters. But the beauty of the project is that you could really start chasing high volumes of mineralized rock, and you therefore have the luxury to push the envelope and lower the cutoff in order to optimize and go for a high ounce count. And you know, in our industry, that is the trend anyways, you know, where you can afford to bulk mine underground, well, you do it. And so the reason for this, the resource estimate was to understand the, you know, the technical parameters and geological parameters of the mineralization known at Benoit, and to bank on that and design a drill program that would address the large, the high tonnage, lower grade potential, because the drill holes are going to core through, invariably they're going to core through these really high grade sections anyways. So you'll see that in the press releases. But we tend to headline our press releases with what the project's all about anyways. It's not fair to cherry pick and only put the high grades.
I respect that, absolutely, and it's something that I'm sure we'll be discussing as we move through next year, outlining a lot of the drill results. Now, I know that it is still early on for this Benoit project. You just got this official resource out, and you do have a lot of drilling, a lot of catalysts on tap. But are there any other projects that you're looking at as a potential parallel to what Benoit could be for the company?
Yeah, well, it is, you know, it is in the it sits right in the middle of two mines, right? There's a VMS mine 25 kilometers to the southwest, and there's a gold mine 25 kilometers to the northeast. So, you know, there's a mix and match of it's a very robust system locally. And then obviously it's in the emergent windfall deposit mining district. So this the geology of this area is going to have surprises for a lot of people. I right now we're seeing that the rocks are hosted in rocks, you know, in geology that is highly reminiscent of what is known at La Ronde on the Cadillac Break. But we're also seeing a cluster of intrusives, felsic intrusives, within which our mineralization is also partially hosted. That is look-alike, you know, the stuff that we're seeing at Windfall, based on what they've published in their 43-101s, the geochemistry section. So, you know, we're really excited at walking into this program because, you know, we're simply going to be chasing geometry, geophysics, and vectors that are very well known at Benoit. So it's going to be pretty good for us.
Perfect. Well, I'm excited to follow along. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding Benoit, obviously just please email me, fleck@kereport.com. let's also get an update on the Chimo Mine Complex. There's a lot of news that came out of Chimo this year. What about next year? What can investors expect?
Yeah, well, that's the fun part for us, although it's largely out of our team's hands and mostly in the hands of independent QPs. What's fun about Chimo is it's moving. It's moving towards the, you know, what we believe is going to be north of 2 million ounces. And it's basically going to be a price tag year type news for Chimo when the third resource estimate comes out and then with the economic assessment of it. You know, it's going to be a price tag event for Chimo.
What's the time frame in terms of the Chimo mine news flow?
Resource estimate early 2021 and mid-ish 2021, obviously the PEA, preliminary economic assessment. So news flow from Chimo is simply going to be, you know, those two major events with follow-up, you know, with follow-up conferences and presentations specific to that news flow. And then obviously we're going to have to mix and match that with the Benoit news flow.
Okay. Just wrap us up with an update on the cash in the bank for the company to move both of these projects forward next year.
For sure. In September, we raised almost $10 million. So we sit with just under $14 million in the bank. So more than enough to hit all our milestones or all our objectives for next year.
Okay. Hey, Philippe, I really appreciate the update. This will be another, I think, a fairly exciting year for the company as you get on the ground at Benoit. And a lot of people that I have talked to are actually very much interested to see what you can get out of this Benoit property in terms of the drilling. Again, everybody, if you have any questions for Philippe, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. That goes for any of my guests or any of the companies that I have brought on this week through daily editorials. Philippe, I appreciate you joining us on this weekend show. Everybody else, thank you again for tuning in on this weekend. I hope you all have a great weekend. And moving into Christmas next week, I will still be recording editorials and I will be trying to catch up on some of the emails. So please, everyone, keep those emails coming and have a great holiday season.